وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human being, and we are looking at how we can fix this human being, meaning how I can fix myself and how you can fix yourself in order to coexist with other people, in order for me and you to create a better environment for ourselves, for our children, for our families, and for future generations. That's ultimately the aim, as we are the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the representatives of Allah on earth. So we said it is an important task that we begin to cleanse ourselves and begin with our hearts and begin the cleansing from the heart itself. Obviously not the physical heart, but the metaphorical heart, which is the essence of the human being himself, the soul or the self of the human being. And this is the first step in moving forward. When we try to work on ourselves and cleanse ourselves, there are three things we have to do in order for us to be this good example of a human being, exemplary human being. One is we purify ourselves from falsehood and false ideologies and corrupted ideas and thoughts and myths, which is very important. That's the beginning. Because the falsehood and the false ideologies and the corruption of the mind is what drives the heart in trying to do the wrong thing. So unless the ideology is fixed, the action will not be fixed. So I can't come to the thief and say to him, don't steal, if in his mind, if it's inside his thought, that stealing is beneficial, stealing is good. I need to change the thought first in order for him to stop the act himself. That's why prisons and all these places, correction facilities, they never succeed, because their aim is just to lock people in, not to re-educate them, not to help them out. Even though prisoners end up, some end up educating themselves by themselves and they become good people after they come out of prison. But some could go to jail innocent. They have nothing. They become criminals. They come out criminals. And the criminals become even more criminals because now they have more ideas of how to do the wrong thing. So this is the first thing, is that we need to work on our ideologies that are corrupted and the myths that we have in our brains and our minds and cleanse it. One. Two, we need to cleanse ourselves from the moral vices and the moral ethics and conduct that we have. Sometimes there are things which are haram, things which are bad, and we do them, and they just become second nature to us. For example, people who yell at other people, raise their voice constantly. Now, I don't want to say it's haram, but at least it's annoying. It's harmful. Even Allah says in the Quran, says, "Ankar al-aswat aswat al-hamir." The worst of sounds is the sound of a donkey. Some people are donkeys in their nature when it comes to talking. Now, that's a bad moral act that we have to make sure we don't have. So also we work on this side. The third one, inshallah, I will mention it right after the break.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said we need to cleanse ourselves from the wrong ideologies and myths and corruption in the mind. We need to cleanse ourselves in terms of the akhlaq and moral conducts that we have. And three, we need to cleanse ourselves from sin, the haram that we do. If we work on these three stages, we should be able to see the light of peace, the light of iman. If we manage to cleanse these three things, I put my ideology in the right place, I put my akhlaq in the right place, and I put my sins in the right place, and I put my obedience in the right place, then they will line up. You know what I mean? So this is how it works. This is how we begin. And then we will be able to purify ourselves. So as human beings, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, that within our innate, we understand the dangers of the actions that we do. We do understand the harms of these actions that we do. When I yell at a person, when I insult a person, when I curse a person, when I hit a person, steal from a person, take the property of another person, when I do these actions, I do know the consequences of these actions to that person. Sometimes we do these actions to deliberately cause harm to other person. And that's, you know, obviously killing being the number one on the list. When a person goes to kill someone, obviously they want to end their life. They're not saying, okay, let me kill him and I'm just, you know, I have no reason to kill him, I'm just killing him. No one does that. There's a purpose. So within our innate, we understand the consequences of these actions. We know that they are devastating. We know they're going to harm people. We know they're going to affect people. But yet we insist on doing them, which is something that the Shara', the religion, Islam, came to rectify and fix. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets, sent the imams, to help us in this journey, to help us get rid of these problems, to help us fix these problems, to help us cure ourselves. Because like I said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he came at a time, not people weren't praying and fasting, or people weren't even believing in Allah, because Allah says they do believe in him, but they took shuraka, they took partners to him. Allah sent him at a time where humanity was at its worst in terms of morality, in terms of sins. The actions they used to do, the killing they used to do to each other, burying their daughters alive, taking interest, slavery, and what have you. It was at its worst. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to take back humanity to the shore of safety. And what he did, he first began not by saying stop drinking, stop doing riba, interest, stop burying your daughters, stop. No, he began with correcting their ideology, correcting their minds, getting rid of all of these, you know, myths and whatever they had in their minds. And once their minds were cleansed, then he moved to their akhlaq. And he corrected and perfected their akhlaq. Once he finished from their akhlaq, then he moved to the third one, which is to get them to stop the sins. And that's how me and you should go. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.